The following shiur has been presented by Rav Chaim Weg, Rosh Kollel of the Beis Havad Dayanus Kollel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Daf Tzadites. The Mishnah on Daf Tzadites and Beis says as follows: Shum HaDayanim, if Dayanim evaluate a property of a person in order to sell it, that the money can now be given to his almana and her ksuba, or to a bal chayiv, and the bezdin, when they evaluated the fair market value of this particular item, they made a mistake. They did a sixth less than fair market value, or a sixth more than fair market value. The Mishnah says, mechrin batal, the sale is batal, the sale is undone. Rav Shimon Galil says, Mechram Kayam, the sale goes through, Im Kain Makayach Bezdin Yafeh. We see from this Mishnah that the Mishnah is teaching us that according to the Tanakhama, which holds that if Bezdin makes a mistake, we undo the sale, but the threshold of what's considered to be a mistake and what's not considered to be a mistake is a shtus, is 1/6 of the value of the item. The shear of shtus, the threshold of 1/6 to be true and fair market value, really is discussed at great length in Masechtas Bava Metzia in Perek Hazav. In Perek Hazav, the Gemara discusses about the Isser of Ainoah. The Torah teaches us in Parshas Behar that when Klal Yisrael does business with each other, they are not allowed to cheat each other. Lo'yisaynu ishes achiv, lo'yisaynu ishes amisay. They're not allowed to cheat each other. They have to sell for fair market value. And lahalacha, we hold that there's a three-tier system. If one overcharges less than a sixth, so then there's absolutely no recourse on the person who is cheated. It's called a mechila, and the sale goes on, no money is refunded. If the person is cheated exactly a sixth, either the meicher or the lekeach, so the halacha is, the sale goes through. Hamekach kayam umachzer eino. If one was cheated more than a sixth, then the halacha is that it is a mekach tois. The Sma brings down that this halacha, that if somebody is cheated less than a shtus, it's mechila, he has no recourse, is even if he's standing and screaming that he is not meichel. Generally speaking, one has to be meichel b'ritzoinai. One has to be meichel because he wants to be meichel. We can't force mechila. However, over here, even if the person is screaming that he is not meichel, even so, he still has no recourse, and the money stays where it is, and the chayfet stays where it is. And the pshat is, because anything which is less than a shtus goes into the price of the item, and in the basic exchange of value of the item for the chayfets, this particular item and price is considered to be a fair price for the chayfets, and since it's considered to be a fair price for the chayfets, therefore there's no gzela over here, and there is nothing to be given back. When we're dealing with the shtus, then we understand, at least after the Chiddush of the Torah, that the chayfets was sold for its value, and the rest is a geneva, a gezela. However, less than a shtus, everything is connected to chayfets, everything is considered to be the value of the chayfets. From Moshe Feinstein Zatzal, Dibros Moshe, he writes as follows: Mishum sheyedua, because it's a well-known fact, if somebody would ask a little bit more for the chayfets, and the lakeach could not buy this chayfets easily for the fair market value, he would pay a little bit more. Therefore, havi mechila, it is a mechila, and this extra money is shayach b'mechir, it goes into the price of the chayfets. In other words, since the average consumer, if he wants to buy an item and he cannot find for exact fair market value, he would be willing lechatchila to go ahead and pay slightly above fair market value, up to a shtus, in order to get his chayfets. therefore, this is considered to be fair market value. If you want to paraphrase what the Igros Moshe is saying, you can explain it as follows. When a person walks into a store, so at a certain level, there are two ways to buy an item. One way to buy the item is to go ahead, walk into every store in town, to bring the item to every shamoi, every evaluator in town, find out the exact price, and then go ahead and buy it at its cheapest and fairest value. However, when one enters a store, the person has in mind at some level that he wants to buy this item. He's not going to go ahead and go from place to place. He's not going to go ahead and go from store to store. But rather, he is going to believe the seller in his representation that what he is charging is a fair price for the item. So there's almost an unspoken agreement between the owner of the store and the consumer that the consumer says, look, I am not spending my time running from store to store, bringing this item from expert to expert to find out its true value. And you, on the other hand, I'm assuming that what you are charging me is more or less a fair price for this item. And therefore, up to a sixth, when I go into a store, I know that I might not be getting the best price. However, I expect to be getting more or less a fair price. And therefore, when I walk into the store, my assumption is, and my das is, that I am willing to be meichel, I am willing to accept as the price of this item a value which may be up to a sixth more than its true value. And it's almost an exchange. This is going to be the value of the chayfetz because it's not kedai for me to go ahead and to do all of that research. The Rosh in Bava Metzia, and it's born in Shulchan Aruch, takes this to a higher level. What happens if you have a particular storekeeper who is an expert in figuring out fair market value? Now, obviously, this is much more prevalent in those days when things were more, when the items which were sold were more individualistic. A woman would knit a sweater, and her husband would try to sell that sweater. Across the street, there's another fellow who's trying to sell the sweaters that his wife knitted. And each one's a little different, the quality, etc. The design might be slightly different. And therefore, it was much more dependent on the shuma, on the valuation, and therefore there was very easily room to go ahead and to argue and to object what exactly is the fair price of this item. And Bederach Klal, when a person would walk into a store and the storekeeper would offer him a price, he was well aware that somebody else might have a different opinion of what this particular item is worth. And as we said earlier, that is the implied mechila of walking into a store that you are going to go ahead and be in range. What happens, Freck, clears the rush, if this particular owner of the store is an absolute expert in appraising items, and he knows that the item is worth a certain amount, and he wants to go ahead and charge less than a sixth more to the customers, is that mutter or is that usr? The question is really that this that was saying that the customer is willing to spend up to a sixth more than a true value, and this is the price, is that called cheating, but he's meichel the cheating, so to say? Or do we say that the price is broad? And the Rosh is mistopic in the Shailah. The first thought in the Rosh is that no, if you know the true price, you have to charge the true price. It's true that he's willing to be meichel, but that doesn't give you a right to go ahead and to cheat him. The second thought in the Rosh is that prices are somewhat fluid, that prices can be are never exact because different experts have different opinions. There is no exactness of price, and therefore the second side of the rush is that l'chatchila one would be able to charge more. However, the rush comes out that a yorei shemayim should be machmer and he should not charge more than he feels than he holds the item is actually worth. This discussion is all when the difference between the true price and what was charged was less than a shtus. If the price difference is a shtus, that is considered to be above the price of the item, and there the Torah was mechadish in the parasha of Vayinah, that although the mechira is chal, one has to return the difference, because yoyser mishtus, shtus, once you hit a sixth, that is no longer incorporated in the price. After the Torah is mechadish the parasha of Vayinah, that is considered to be gezel, and therefore it must be returned. If the difference of price is yoyser mishtus, so that is considered to be a mekach tois, because we all know sometimes we describe items by their price. This is a $20 MP3 player, it's a $30 MP3 player, and a $20 MP3 player and a $30 MP3 player, they function differently, they are supposed to have different features, different qualities, etc. Since people very often identify items by their price, if the price is more than a shtus, then it is considered to be a mekach tois, that the whole sale is undone. According to Rishayim brought in the Ramah, either party has the right to undo the sale. And once we're charging Yoyser Mishtos, so then it's considered to be a different item, and that is a mekach tois. Generally speaking, we hold Ein Eino L'Karkos, that by Karka there is no Eino. Agzeiras HaKosov could be because karka, the Sefer Chinuch says, because the fluctuation of what people are willing to pay for karka might be greater. Others say that it's Xeris HaKosov. But Al Kolponim, although our Mishnah over here is talking about karka, but still the threshold of mistake is still shtus, because shtus is that threshold where we say one is no longer getting fair market value. The Aruch HaShulchan writes that this, that pachas mishtus is considered to be a mechila, that is dafka the situation where things in this city are sold for different prices. Some might charge a little bit more, some might charge a little bit less. However, if we are dealing in a situation, for example, in Eretz Yisrael, where there are subsidized products, where things must be sold for a certain price, then the Aruch HaShulchan says that there is a na even on less than a shtus, one would have to return the difference. Really what Aruch HaShulchan is teaching us is a gewaldika concept which can be confusing sometimes to people about the chiddush of a na. A na has to do with fair market value. If I am the only one in town selling a particular item, or has manufactured a particular item, I can charge whatever I want. If you want to buy it, you buy it. If you don't want to buy it, you won't want to buy it. You won't buy it. In Eretz Yisrael, when there was a Beis Din, so if it was an item, a food item which people needed, so then there were halachas, hamistaker al yistaker, yoyse mishtus, how much profit margin a person is allowed to make. But in a place which it's not a food item, or a place where there is no strong Beis Din, so the halach, or a non-food item, any place, I can go ahead, if I manufacture it, I can be kaveya the price at whatever price I want to sell. Has nothing to do with the limitation of profits. What a no really is that when I go into a store, as we said earlier, I have the right to assume that the price which I'm being charged is a fair price. That the meicher is making a non-spoken out declaration to the lekeach that it makes sense that you didn't shop around to find the price, because what I'm giving you over here is within range, is fair market value. That representation of the meicher, that you will not do better elsewhere, is what creates a yinah. How, if the only person that's selling this particular item in this particular town is one person, so then a yinah will not apply. A yinah is not a limit to a profit margin, but rather a representation of fair market value. Therefore, if we have a situation where there's government subsidies or government control, and everything in the town is the same price exactly, even less than a shtus, I assume that you are scarce, you are charging me at the known subsidized rates. And therefore, there would be a no even on less than a shtus. It's important to realize that fair market value has to be determined not only by this particular city, but fair market value is determined by similar types of stores. The price of the convenience store is expected to be different than the price of the supermarket. On a gas station where you fill up, you run in, you buy your batteries, you buy a new cell phone charger, so that's a different market than Walmart or Home Depot, which might be selling these items at a discount or a dollar store. And therefore, we try to figure out fair market value. Fair market value has to do with this particular type of store in this particular type of community. And it's not considered to be a no if a gas station does not charge Home Depot prices, or if Home Depot does not charge a gas station price. If one store has a larger overhead than the other store, and they both want to make the same profit margin, that is not a heter for a no. That is not a heter to go ahead to charge more than the other stores in town. Because again, a no has nothing to do with profit margins, but rather to do with the fair market value, the representation that you are selling at fair market value. If a person, because of his overheads and because of his deals with the wholesalers, cannot make money unless he charges above fair market value, then that is not a heter to charge above fair market value. Then the person should find a different line of business. The Shaila comes up very much, Bizman Azad, how do we figure out fair market value? One can have a bottle of ketchup, and 5, 6, 7 stores in town, the price will be different. Some of the stores, the store might be different. This is like a supermarket, and this one is the store on the corner. But even within the local supermarkets, fair market value is a hard thing to determine. And therefore, on a practical level, to go ahead and to say, well, this is a shtus, and to have a case of kano masa ino in today's day and age is virtually impossible. However, if one store would go ahead and they would sell way above, more than a shtus, more than the store under them, and this particular stores would be understood by the Bezdin to be the same type of store, in such a case, there would be a Mekach Tois, and he would have the halachic right to go ahead and to return the item. But as it is Mavurim Bab Metzia, there's a limited time frame in which he could return the item. One is expected to investigate immediately and thereby return the item soon after purchase. However, if after that time frame has gone by, the item can no longer be returned.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.